When you're talking marketing strategy and the manager of marketing strategy at Walt Disney World, you're talking a lot of weight on your shoulders. Brian Rodriguez is joining us. I mean, that's a big title and that's a lot of work, but it has to be so much fun.
It is a lot of fun. I mean, being involved with Walt Disney World and everything going on here is really an awesome experience.
So tell me how awesome an experience Pandora has been for you. My gosh, tell me when you first heard that they were going to do this. Where did your mind go?
It was actually funny. I came into the company a few years ago, and this was my first project working on marketing.
This was your first project.
Yeah.
Welcome to the family.
I know, right?
Wow.
So thinking about it and thinking about how big the movie was, you know, when it came out several years ago, and bringing that world to life, even how as James Cameron talked about it, it's bringing a dream into a reality. Seeing that world on the screen and walking into it now, I mean, it's truly stunning. I mean, the landscapes, the floating mountains that you can actually walk underneath.
Those are amazing.
Yeah, it's the scale of it is really impressive when you walk in and kind of see how big and how lush everything really looks.
And you've really brought a very important message about conservation into the whole project too, which, you know, right down to the offerings in the cafe. You know, we look at how healthy things are.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk out there, you do get that message of conservation throughout there, and I love the way that they're doing that. But you're right about walking in here. When you first see everything, you've got the message, but just absorbing everything, it's like, where do you start when you in here?
Yeah, I mean, the whole reason, you know, what kind of fits here, and Joe Rohde talks about this, and you know, when he talks about it, is that you're traveling to other areas, other worlds when you're here. So and you go to Africa, you know, you can go to Asia at Animal Kingdom, and now you can travel that 4.4 light years to Pandora, and you really get to experience the culture, you get to experience the land, you get to experience that, the animals, the plants, and feel that, you know, in the movie, Pandora was a metaphor for Earth in conserving the environment, which is a great reason why it fits here at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Now, have you been on the flight ride yet?
Oh, I have. What did you think?
Did you keep your eyes open?
I did. It's
okay, I'm a wuss.
I like those types of rides, though. I mean,
let me put it this way. Somebody said, it's fine. It's like Soarin'. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, my. It blew me away. I mean, the screen alone, it's like, when I opened my eyes, when things felt a little still, it just took your breath away.
It is truly flight. I mean, I know we say this, but it's truly flight, unlike you've seen at Walt Disney World or experienced at Walt Disney World
before.
Never
have seen it like this before.
Yeah. I mean, we have several different, you know, attractions that kind of get you there a little bit. Soarin' being one.
Yeah.
Mission Space kind of gets you there. But that one's more on the, you know, the higher end thrill side.
Yeah.
This one's in the middle of, like, Star Tours brings you through flight as well, you know, through those different areas. But this is a very different experience. It's you really feel like you're on the back of that Banshee, soaring over the mountains, soaring up and down through the land, over the, you know, over the oceans. And it's really, it is one of a kind flight experience.
Now, Donut, my promotion director is sitting 5 feet to my right, and she looked at me when we got off, and Julia said, did you have your eyes open? said, 10 seconds, I can say my eyes were open. But, It's such an immersive experience. I mean, your brain is saying, you're sitting here, you're fine, you're not about to fall off a cliff, but you bring us right into that. It is the most incredible experience I've ever had.
Yeah.
Those are going to be long lines when that opens on Saturday.
It is going to be a fan favorite for sure. It's going to be good.
So. You have to be very proud.
It was a great experience to work on this land kind of for the 2.5 years I've been here. I mean, they've been working on it, obviously, a little bit longer than that as well, but to see it come from where it started and then come through and start to see it, you know, go up, and now it's here, and you can visit it and you can travel to it. It's awesome.
Okay, this is done. What's next?
Well, we've announced a few things, right? We've announced that Star Wars is coming in 2019.
Yes.
Not a lot of other details on that yet, but...
really? None you can share?
Not that I can share, but there's a lot of cool stuff also happening now.
That's
there's
true.
New stuff with the fireworks show at Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
Brand new show, right? Have you gotten to see that just yet?
Tonight.
That's amazing as well. I mean, it's the most lasers, projections, fireworks they've ever used in a Magic Kingdom fireworks show.
Wow.
It's got a brand new score that they recorded for it, so it's all new song. 90-piece gospel choir was sung behind it too, so it's...
I got a chill when you said that.
There's a video clip on the blog that kind of shows some of the recording sessions and stuff, and it's going to be an amazing show there with the music. And the music makes all the stuff that, you know, kind of we do more magical through that. And
it really does.
And there's so many clips of all of your favorite Disney animated classics throughout that whole special, too. So you're going to enjoy yourself tonight. And everybody will be able to enjoy themselves tonight. It's open now. So any night you can come through
Check
Magic Kingdom, that's already there.
It's a great time to be an annual pass holder.
It is.
And get the deals and be here all year long.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice stuff. And by the way, if you're coming out here today, remember that hashtag #VisitPandora. We want to see everybody's pictures. And Brian, thank you. You all have done an amazing job. This is going to be the place to go for forever.
It is. You can visit Pandora. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.